or tape CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, May the 26th, 1988. First service of the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Thursday evening, May the 26th, 1988.
He said, I'm now ready to be offered. Timothy, I am ready to be offered. The execution date is set, but I tell you, Timothy, I'll never get ready for an execution. But I'm ready to be offered any minute. Hallelujah. If they want us, if it's an execution to them, so be it. I know what it is to me. I know what it is to God. I'm being poured out an offering. God's opening me the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. What is the windows for? I mean, primarily. Now they're mostly for decoration, but then primarily they're useless. A window is to see through. Yeah, to give light and for people to see through. A window to see through. You look through the window to see what's there. Paul said, I am an open window. I'm a window, and he's going to open me up and let you see through. Oh, yes. And he's going to pour me out an offering because I have passed under the rod. Hallelujah. He came under the rod, didn't he? You remember he was apprehended on the road to Damascus? Oh, you talk about a deceived man. This Saul of Tarsus was one more deceived man. In his pocket, he had injunctions qualifying him and giving him authority to go into the houses and take those Christians out and torture them, even put them to death. And he thought he was doing God a service. He was one more deceived man. And then on the road to Damascus with these documents in his pocket, a great light hit him. My Lord, he come face to face with the mercy of God. And you know what I would ring out to Paul the Apostle tonight? I'd say, Paul, you didn't deserve the great mercy that you received from God. You know what Paul would cry back? He'd say, Jack Harris, you didn't deserve it either. Hallelujah. You know what I'd say? I'd have to let go a hearty amen, Brother Paul. Hallelujah. He became an offering. I'll open you if you'll pass under the rod, if you'll submit to divine order. I'll make you a window of heaven, and I'll open you up, and I'll pour you out. Hallelujah. And oh, I tell you, my friend, tonight, if there's something that this world needs, it is a dashing out of something like I'm talking about, isn't it? Pouring out of the mercy of God. Oh, great is our God. Wonderful to be praised. I'll open you up, he says. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we think of the rod. When you think of, you know, most people think of the rod, they just think of the chastening. It's a chastening thing. In Psalms 23, and is it verse 4? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Ah, well, let's see. When you pass under the rod of God, he is walking through the valley of shadow of death, he would be terrified. Except that he realizes the Lord is with him. And he sees that the Lord has a rod and a staff. And he says, they comfort me. It is my protection. It is indeed our protection, isn't it? Even if it was just a chastening rod, it would be our protection. Your protection is as you walk in divine order. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, Thou art my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Thee will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, neither the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noontime. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, the habitation. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, and the young lion, the dragon, shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will honor him, and I will set him up on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call unto me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him, and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Have you passed under the rod of God yet? Hallelujah. If you haven't, make every effort to submit. Oh, submit to every chain of command. Hallelujah. We submit. We're commanded submission everywhere. One to another. Hallelujah. And everywhere I have gone with a submissive spirit. I submit to all ministry. You see, some people think when you get to talking about submission. They want to be an apostle so they don't have to submit. Oh, if they only knew. Hallelujah. My Lord, if they only knew the demands that are put upon those that walk with God in that category, or as a prophet of God. And the higher your rank in the ministry, the more submissive you must become. Hallelujah. I'm a debtor to all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Owe them nothing but to tell them the beautiful story of the Lord. Oh, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, brethren, that though he was rich, yet he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might become rich. In Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 35, we read, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, keep the spirit of revelation open in our hearts tonight, my Lord and our God. All right. Now, in verse 35, Ezekiel 20, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the people. And there will I plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So will I plead with you, saith the Lord God. Now the Lord God is speaking here to the descendants of the first generation that he brought out of Israel, out of Egypt, the Israelites. He brought them into the wilderness. He pleaded with them face to face through the cloud, the pillar of cloud, and through the cloud by day and the fire by night. He had, here come the move of God. Somebody says, you know, we call ourselves move of God. I call myself move of God. That's the title. I think that it is scriptural because Jesus said, if anybody wants to be my disciple, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Now, if I said to you, follow me, you get the inclination that I'm going to move, don't you? Hallelujah. Well, you'll be getting the right inclination if you get the inclination that he's going to move, because he's moving. And you have to move with him. And the Israelites came out moving as he moved in that pillar, in that cloud, in that pillar by fire. So I think that the title move of God is a good one. Jesus said, take up, if you're going to be my disciple, you follow me. Now, and I say again, if I say follow me, you get a very strong impression that I'm about to move. Hallelujah. If he'd have said, come and sit with me, just come and abide with me, then you might get the idea that we're going to just stay here. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there. And you'll come to know God a little better every day. And you'll get a little more Zoe, that's God, life, every day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he asked Martha if she believed that. And she said, I believe. Hallelujah. I tell you, the Apostle Paul believed too, didn't he? Yeah. I tell you, Jack Harris believes it too. Hallelujah. Bill Gutson believes it. Gene believes it. Hallelujah. Amen. All right? I'm going to bring you into the wilderness. I'm going to bring you into the wilderness of the people. What does it mean here? Artie's talking to the second generation. Their wilderness is not that desert that their fathers came through. They've moved into another land. But I tell you, he has brought us into the wilderness of the people. If you think this is not a wilderness of people with everybody doing their own thing, and a lot of the Christian world, everybody is becoming a law unto themselves, and have left divine order far behind. Did you know that nothing in the course of an average day that you are confronted with will help your faith in God? There's nothing much out there to help you in this walk, is it? No, it's nothing much in natural. This is not a natural walk. And you won't see much on television that will help you with this walk. Even if you watch the religious programs. But I can't watch them because they give me a bad spirit. when they get to insulting my intelligence, right there in my own living room, well, it gives me kind of a mad at them spirit, you know. With all of their gimmicks, that it looks like any 4-year-old child ought to be able to pick it up. And it makes me feel bad at them. And then I get to thinking it over after a while. And it makes me feel bad at myself for feeling bad at them. And I said, well, I've got a plan. I just won't watch them. Hallelujah. Amen. But they're getting so much notoriety now, I can't help it. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you what God's doing, though. He's purging his priesthood. He's purging his priesthood, and don't you forget it now. And we're coming into it here. All right, now. He says, all right, so he brings us into the wilderness of the people, and we see all of this hypocrisy, all of this deception, all of this, and yet he's pleading with us face to face. He's telling us that we don't have to be defiled with all of that. You just keep. All right. Then let's read on here. In the 37th verse, I will cause you to pass under the rod. You've got to get under. He's going to cause you to pass under the rod here in the wilderness. He's brought you into the wilderness of the people to plead with you face to face. He's going to bring you under the rod, under the five-fold ministry I said that the Bible ministry is the rod of God. Here, Isaiah. Who hath believed our report?
Yes.
To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who's seen the arm of the Lord in all of these projections, Isaiah said? It was everywhere, but not many seen it. Ah, blessed be the Lord. All right, I'll cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. When you pass under the rod, you come into a bondage with the covenant. Now, this word bond is a very strong word. It's strong like our word weld. If you weld two pieces of metal together and you do it properly, put it in a machine and pressure it until it breaks, if it was welded properly, it will break somewhere besides in the weld. The bond is the strongest part of it. And he said, when you pass under the rod, I'll weld you to the covenant.
Hallelujah.
And it don't matter who else breaks the covenant, the weld will hold. But you got to come under the rod. You got to come under submission. You got to come divine order. It has to be God's way. Hallelujah. It is his program. Somebody said God hates programs. Well, he hates your program, but as a matter of fact, he's got one of his own that he likes. He likes his, but he just doesn't like ours. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll do the programming, if you please. Hallelujah. All right, now when he brings you, he's going to bind you to the covenant, and then notice verse 38. I will purge out from among you the rebels.
Yeah,
I tell you, it gets so restricting that, hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, it gets so restricting that, you know, one night I was preaching years ago and I was, you know, coming down heavy and one lady said, my God, Brother Jackson, ain't none of us going to make it. It's not quite that bad. But it does get restricting. I will purge out from among you the rebels. He's coming after a pure priesthood, so he's going to purge out the rebels. And when he purges them out, well, you know, when he purges them out, I don't go beg them back. Hallelujah. Yeah. And he's going to purge out the rebels and them that transgress against me. Yeah, that transgress against him is those that don't do what he says do. That's transgression, isn't it? And I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. I'm going to make a purebred people out of you. Hallelujah. I'm going to purge out all the dross. And then you will be like the pattern son. For he said, the prince of this world cometh, and when he cometh, he won't find anything in me. No, sir. He has no place to get a foothold on him because there is no dross. Everything that is alien to the Almighty Father has been purged out, and Jesus, the Son, is as holy as the Father.
Oh, glory. Praise the Lord. And you know, I think that we've come to the place of, I'm looking for a translation of the sons of God. Could happen this year. Sometimes I get into the Word, and I get this anointing that I have the profoundest sensation that I'm being changed. Don't hear me. I tell you the truth. It happens to me often now. I be preaching. I just now feel it. Hallelujah. Yes. I feel the profoundest sensation that I'm being changed. You know what I feel like that I'm being... I feel like that I am receiving the redemption of this body that will immune me from natural death. Hallelujah. Now I have the profoundest feeling. I can feel my change coming. I don't think it would surprise me a great deal if I should just suddenly get that change. But if I did, you know what would be happening? Somewhere throughout the land in 143,999 somewhere else would be experiencing the same thing. And you know what would happen? It would be the birth of the sons of God. And for the first time in my existence, I could truly say, I am born again. Hallelujah. Well, I already use that expression just for identification, but of course I know it's not true. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that I am not birthed. Hallelujah. I am in the process of being birthed. Yeah. You ever boil an egg and peel it? You see that flat end on that egg? You know what that is? That's an oxygen pocket. That eggshell likes that much being plumb full of egg. And that little pit there is full of oxygen. And when that chicken is in gestation in that egg, and when he gets to a certain age, he begins to peck. And he pecks through that inner shell. There's another shell on the inside that he's in. And when he pecks through that inner shell, his beak hits that air pocket of oxygen. Now, he's got just enough oxygen in there. If he pecks hard and conscientiously, he can peck through that outside shell where there's an abundance of oxygen. He's got just enough in there to give him time to do it if he works at it. Well, I said that to say this, that sometimes I feel like I have broken through the inner shell, hallelujah, and have inhale that oxygen pocket, and I'm packing away at that outside hole, hallelujah, trying to get out here where oxygen is free, hallelujah. For the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Not only they, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, do groan within ourselves, awaiting the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Hallelujah. I feel, and when that happens, I will be born again. He that is born of God sinneth not. It's easy if you want to pull a test. If anybody wants to insist that you're born again, I just have one question for you. Can you sin? I'm not asking for a show of hands. If you can sin, then according to that scripture, you're not born of God. He that is born of God cannot sin. You see, when he births the Son, then for the first time, or I'm in gestation, you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the glad day of the Lord. Ah, yes, when he shall have a willing people. In the day, oh, praise God forever. Hallelujah. And this is the birth. All right, I bring you into, I'm going to cast out the rebels from among you. I'll bring you forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter in. I've got to hurry now, so let me leave this and go to Isaiah, back to Isaiah chapter 11. Chapter 11 in Isaiah. Hallelujah. You see, oh, you'll have to get this tape and listen to it. If you think I'm scattergun, and I'm not, it's tied up. Most beautiful. I'm going to do a double bow at the end. Hallelujah. You'll have to get the tape here. And there shall come forth, 11th chapter of Isaiah, verse 1, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Hallelujah. All right, now, what does this mean? What is all the talk here? All right, we know who Jesse is, don't we? Jesse is the father of David, and Jesus is the son of David. So Matthew says, of course, it's 14 generations removed, but he's still the son of David. All right, now, all right, here it is. And there shall come forth a rod. This rod is Jesus. He's coming out of the stem, that's David, of Jesse, that's David's father. And a branch, now, here comes a branch that's going to grow out of the roots of that rod. Now, who is the branch? That's us. Hallelujah. And we're growing out of the roots of the rod that come from the stem of Jesse. Oh, you talk about position. Now, we're positioning ourselves now. hear me spiritually. We are the... All right. Jesus is the rod. Don't forget this. David is the stem. Jesse is the father of David. And the branch that's growing out of his roots is us. Hallelujah. He was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because in him was no violence, neither with deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When he hath made his soul an offering for sin, he shall see of his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. I will divide unto him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, he was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? We shall. We shall. We shall. I go on record as saying we shall declare his generation. We are the branch out of the... All right, now we're talking about authority. I believe it's in the 17th chapter of the book of Numbers. I've got to hurry now because time is coming down on us. And I don't want to just wear us out, but I've got to give us a couple more scriptures here. In the 17th chapter, Aaron's, you remember the dispute here? They're questioning the authority of God and the chain of command and who's in charge here. And so Moses, commanded by God, tells them, all right, all of the heads of the tribes, bring your rod in the temple. And Aaron will bring his rod in the temple. So Aaron brings in his rod. The other tribes, the heads of their tribes, bring in the rod that represents their tribe, and they stack them before the Lord, and overnight. And when they come back the next day, Aaron's rod has budded, it has bloomed, it has borne almonds, and they got ripe overnight. And all of the other rods show no sign of life. But they still are rods of authority. The lesser rods are rods of authority, but the authority derives from the rod of Aaron. That's where the life of it is. And the authority of the other rods is delegated authority through the rod of Aaron. Now, Aaron's rod shows every sign of life. It comes to life overnight. It bears fruit overnight. Would you say that's a quick work? It does very quick. Would you say that's a quick resurrection? Hallelujah. Amen. And the others remain just dry sticks. Hallelujah. But the amazing thing about it is that Aaron was the head of a priesthood that was diminishing. Hallelujah. Yeah. about that. He was the head, the high priest of a ministry that was diminishing, deteriorating, finally going to be done completely away with. It would be destroyed by death. One by one, the priests would die and be replaced until finally there was nobody to replace them with. The priesthood was dying, but from Aaron's rod, there was enough life for a resurrection in this decaying priesthood. But I'll tell you now I'm going to bring you to shouting ground for sure. Hallelujah. If this ministry that was passing away could furnish such glory, how about the next priesthood? That is the priesthood that we belong to. The priesthood that we are. We do not belong to a diminishing priesthood. Hallelujah. But you see, while Aaron's rod had buds, blooms, and almonds, it didn't have any roots. Roots speak of stability, putting down into the source, going down into the source of life where it can maintain itself. I tell you without fear of being corrected that we are a priesthood after an endless life. Hallelujah. We sprang from the root of the rod, from the stem of Jesse. Hallelujah. Amen. God said I'm a tree planted by a river of water. My leaves do not wither. My roots go down deep. Hallelujah. We are not just Johnny come lately. I'll tell you, we are rooted and grounded in Him. And what He is, we are. Jesus said, if any man have the Son, what is this? 1 John chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. If any man have the Son, he hath life. If any man hath not the life of the Son, he hath no life. God only recognizes one life. That's Zoe, the life of God. Hallelujah. All right, so we have the life of God because we come out of that, the root of that rod, that is superior to Aaron's rod. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. The Israelites said to Jesus, Moses gave us manna, bread to eat. David gave us Goliath. What will you give us? He said, come and eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. Hallelujah. He said, they said, that sounds too cannibalism. He said, well, Moses gave your fathers manna and they eat it and died. But if you eat of this bread that come down from heaven and drink of this blood, you will never die. Hallelujah. You will live forever. Hallelujah. It comes down to a question. Do you believe that? I believe that. I come, all right. In Him, we live, we move, and have our being. Now, it is equally true that in us, He lives, He moves, and He has His being. Hallelujah. They were afraid because no man can see God and live. That was the teaching. Well, I say that's true. But it is equally true that no man can see God and die. Oh, glory. I felt it again. Praise the Lord. I almost got my change. Hallelujah. Yeah, no, I'm not funning with you. I mean, it may be just a little bit amusing, but I feel the profoundness. I really feel it. I feel my change is coming. I don't believe the translation of the Blessed Sons is far out in the future. I really don't. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God, who has seen the arm of the Lord? Who got the revelation of the extension of God in His many-membered body? It's called the body of Christ. Oh, what a lofty calling it is. Hallelujah. What a great calling. We must now endeavor to make our calling and election sure. Have you passed under the rod, been bonded to the covenant, had the dross purged out? You have become a member of a pure priesthood. Hallelujah. And God loves you. Hallelujah. I tell you, He loves you. I tell you, He loves you. Oh, praise the Lord. Let it be understood this night, saith the Lord. Yea, that if you would be of the number of those that think things will continue to cycle and recycle, and tomorrow will be like today and like yesterday, it shall not be so, saith the Lord. Yea, for I, the Lord, thou God, am raising up a company unto myself. Yea, I am raising up a company that I will separate even unto myself, yea, and at the faintest cry from them, I, the Lord, thou God, saith the Lord, and I shall move in your behalf. Yea, as I moved in the behalf of my people in all the ages, it shall be revealed in the chronicles that are recorded in the heavens, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, that not one ounce of faith, not one display of belief, yea, not one bit of holiness shall pass away. Yea, but all of it shall be accredited to your account, saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, walk with me, and I shall teach thee many things that thou doth not know, even at this hour, saith the Lord. Yea, if you would prepare for the things that I have already spoken to come to pass, if you would aspire to the high calling in God, yea, you must seek my face now, saith the Lord, thou God. You must arrange your priorities, yea, and seek ye first the kingdom of God, saith the Lord, and know that the Lord thou God will take abundantly good care of you if you will do so. Yea, I say unto thee, my people, to grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall surely reap. Therefore, sow abundantly that you may reap abundantly, saith the Lord thou God. For do you not know the law of sowing and reaping? If you sow abundantly, you will reap abundantly. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I tell you, the ball is in your court. It is your move, saith the Lord thou God. And if you will draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto thee. I stand even now and knock at your heart's door. And if any man hear my voice and will open up and come in to me, I will sup with him, and he will sup with me, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for you have come to a place and an hour and to a time of knowledge that you can truly fellowship with your God, saith the Lord. Yea, for you have already learned, and thou dost know, that if you would worship me, you must do so in spirit and in truth, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I challenge thee to call on me in the time of need. Yea, and see if you will not find grace and mercy to help you. Yea, for I have aimed good intents toward thee, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, I have opened up good thoughts to go in your direction, saith the Lord. Yea, and therefore thou shalt know, yea, even as thou art known now, the day must dawn when thou wilt know the same way, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, do not walk haphazard, and maybe so, but walk in a positive attitude, saith the Lord thou God, and you shall see growth come unto yourself. Yea, you shall realize that the Lord is drawing nearer to me. He's more real to me than he was yesterday. Yea, it is because that you have desired to know me in the power of my resurrection. Yea, and you have submitted to the fellowship of my sufferings, saith the Lord thou God. And when you have done this, I will have to classify you as a great people and a strong, saith the Lord thou God. And as you become great and strong, you will have to remember that it is not by might, yea, not by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Almighty. Yea, thou shalt hear the voice of the Almighty as he cries from his excellent glory. Yea, the voice that will say, this is the way, my son, walk therein. And thou shalt have a walk with God as no generation has walked with me before, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, the ends of the earth have come upon ye, and you are people of destiny. You are a people that are blessed, I tell you, but with the blessings comes obligations. Yea, and you must face up to the obligations that shall be quickened to thee by the Spirit. I beseech thee to submit one to another, and to submit to those that have rule over you, for they must give an account for you, as one would give an account for the treasure that he has been allotted to hold for a season, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, it is not a careless walk that we are in, but it is a very careful one, saith the Lord. Therefore you must walk circumspectly, yea, before the presence of the Almighty, and then shall enlargement come unto thee and unto thy spirit, saith the Lord. Yea, healing shall come, diseases shall pass away, yea, they shall be purged out from your physical body. Yea, and you shall serve me in a newness of life. For the Lord thou God hath spoken, and who is he that can undo a word that the Lord has said? Who is it that is so careful that he will come back and cross every T and dot every I? Yea, and see that not one word passeth away. Though it be among things that are perishing and deteriorating, yea, know that the Lord will renew the inner man day by day. Yea, and you shall be refreshed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God forever. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, lift your hands and let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's bless the Lord of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, great and merciful God. Oh, merciful God. Thank you, great God. Thank you, great God. Thank you, great God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I invoke the choicest blessings from heaven for this people tonight. Shower them with profitable to the kingdom. I pray that you'd help each one of us to forget it before we leave the premises tonight. But for all that will profit us in this walk, I seal it to our spirits forever. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Brother Miller, God bless you real good. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord.
Father, I thank you tonight for the word of the Lord, that we'll hide it in our heart, Lord, that we'll be faithful, Father, and that we will be willing to pass under the rod, Father, that and to serve thee and to walk before thee in righteousness and holiness. Father, I thank you that Jesus is coming again.
that he's coming to dwell amongst his people and in the hearts and lives of his people. And we look for that day of his appearing. Father, I thank you and I praise you for it. Father, I thank you for rest and peace for us tonight and those who have traveled and are weary, that the presence of the Lord shall be their portion. They shall rest and have peace in thee. And I thank you that we gather together again tomorrow to praise and to worship and to magnify thee, that your presence shall be amongst us. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget prayer meeting in the morning. Doc will be down here at 6 o'clock. And those that can come, come. If you're able, be down. Rest of you be down for breakfast at 8 o'clock. We'll see you in the morning. The blessing of the Lord rest upon you. Amen. Amen.
The cloud of glory is moving. Who is the cloud? Who is the cloud? Let your spirit arise and your faith be renewed. Come, let us move all together as we follow wearily. New life we will receive. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. Let your spirit arise and your faith be renewed. Come, let us move on together. As we follow weary leaves, new life we will receive. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. Let your spirit arise and your faith be renewed. All together as we follow weary leads, new life we will receive. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. Let your spirit arise and your faith be renewed. Come, let us move all together. As we follow weary leads, new life we will receive. Who with the cloud? Who with the cloud? Let your temple be filled with his glory. Let your court be filled with his praises. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Zion rejoices again. Let your temple be filled with his glory. Let your court be filled with his praises. Let us worship the Lord in the holy of holies. Zion rejoices again. Jesus, the Lord, oh,
Jesus, be Lord over me. You have given to me such a sweet liberty. Jesus, be Lord over me.
Ready, Lord, hallelujah.
Jesus, be Lord over me. Jesus, be Lord over me. You have given to me such a sweet liberty. Jesus, be Lord over me. By the words of the Lord, we are made overcomers.
Hallelujah.
By the words of the Lord, we are able to stand. He reigneth forever, and his words are eternal. He has made it appear. He's coming again by the words of the Lord. We are made overcomers.
Oh, hallelujah.
By the words of the Lord. We are able to stand. He reigneth forever, and his words are eternal. He has made his appearance, and he's coming again, and he's coming again, and he's coming again.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.